your wee, Michael?
It was relieving. I am relieved. Yeah.
Well.
How's Crumble? Is she sated?
I've just given her some food. So
good.
Hopefully that will shut her the fuck up. Yeah. But if not, she'll just be back and presenting this one for me. So she's lovely. Pretty good. She's pretty good, pretty knowledgeable. Yeah. Shall we get started?
Pick up where we left off? Yes.
Part two
of the final of an expected three-part final.
Yes, although it might be about 10.
Yeah,
who knows? We've got
up to the halftime entertainment, which was the postcards by those what didn't make the final. So I'm just going to press play and have that in the background, and we could sort of use it as reference. We're saying something very funny first. God knows what.
Yeah. We're hilarious.
All right. So first of all, we've got lovely Carol, who did Crochet Croatia.
Oh, yes.
And she went full out on costume.
Yeah.
Now, Carol, of course, for those of you who are intimately equated with the podcast, a one-hour competition. It was her suggestion, Eurovision.
So, oh, yes, of course.
She gets a writing credit on that.
Yeah. She can probably do the postcard for it.
Absolutely.
And then this is Ukraine. What was lovely at the end of this, which I did cut out, was she just went, "Is that all right?" I should have left it in.
Now we've got David Swain and his daughters, the Swains, or the McSwains, as they're sometimes known. And they are coming up with something beautiful for Georgia.
Oh, yeah, it was lovely.
With twigs in the park.
Yeah, just a little walk over a little bridge. The sun's out.
And then we've got Joyce, who went all out for Serbia. I mean, she literally, employed an eagle.
Oh, yes. Yes, she did. Was that her eagle?
Yeah. Oh, well, I think it's the eagle of Serbia from the crest. She's dressed as the Serbian flag. Amazing.
That's people saying they didn't know what to do. Look at that.
Anyway, moving on, we've got Cyprus. This one is epic. I love this one. She basically has dressed herself as Cyprus.
Yes.
Well done, Joanna.
She is Cyprus.
She is Cyprus.
She is beauty. She is grace.
Then we've got Jen doing the Czech Republic out of books and her shirt, drinking some Czech beer. Very cool. Until just at the end, you can see she caught.
cool,
kiss, cool, and
of course, she
drinks some more beer. Now, this was my friend Greg, who lives in Australia, but wasn't quick enough off the mark to represent Australia, so he is Latvia, he went all out on this, bless him.
Yeah, it's like a short film.
Yeah, it is. There's a story and everything.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And he made us a second video, actually, with his mates.
Oh, yes. Isn't that where they'd all been? Because when we did the voting with him, he hadn't been home or something. Or has he just been out? Because they'd literally just opened the bars in Australia.
Yeah, they just ended lockdown. He went out. I mean, look at this. Like, filming from inside the fridge.
Yep.
I mean, Greggles.
He did it all.
He did it all. Making the flag out of meat. And then there's a lovely gag at the end. It's definitely worth the payoff. So this is one of, I think, maybe the most popular postcard per likes and YouTube views.
Yes.
And he worked hard for it.
And it showed. It showed. Well done.
Well done. And we're back to us saying well done. Well done. right, and we're off straight away, and we're into Norway. So this is the Norwegian postcard. made as you requested from household implements, very cleverly done on a bed, with a lovely kiss and a lovely wig.
Yeah.
And we'll talk more about that wig when we get to the voting.
It just came out of nowhere, though. I don't understand the character, but
No, but there is a full character. It's amazing. Yes. I don't even know if we know his name, the character's name. but more on that in part three. And now we're doing the Norwegian song, another Idina Menzel wannabe. Menzel, Adele Dazeem.
Should we play a little clipperoo?
Yes, it is Attention by Ulrika, not that one, Brandstorm.
I mean, it was just
dull.
Yeah.
Right, so she's got quite a heavy squint, which I think is because her dress is so shiny.
Yeah.
But it gives her a very serious look on her face. So actually it turns her from a bit of an Idina Menzel lookalike to a Jessie J lookalike. Yeah. You see, because Jessie J makes those faces when she wants to get the sounds out. Now, the problem is that Ulrika isn't really getting any sounds out. It's a pretty slow moving, uninteresting melody, and I skip to the end when there's like a fire curtain going, oh, you know, maybe it explodes, and no, they just sort of like the guys in sound have just turned the
just
volume
turned
a
it up
a bit, but it's the same.
Same thing.
It's the same.
It just, you know,
pretty dull. But definitely, I would definitely swap that out and put in one of the ones that we like.
Yes.
In the semis.
Yeah. I mean, we should talk about that in the next episode. We should talk about the ones that we would have put in the final, from like which ones we would have swapped out. Because I definitely would swap that out.
I wonder if that's a bit of. I'm trying to remember where all of the countries were that didn't make it to the final that we liked, but I wonder if that's like Western Europe bias.
Could be.
You know, because Norway's Norway. So, you know, of course Norway should be.
And Norway are good, Scandi.
I mean, yeah, and the Scandis are generally very good. And so, you know, you'd be more inclined to vote for that than Slovenia, maybe. But you need to do it on the song. I'm supposing this is, I don't know, maybe people genuinely like that dribble.
It's all,
and good for them.
It's all supposition, but probably true.
Well, we are self-appointed experts of Eurovision, so I think we know a thing.
I think we know what we're talking about. Should we look at Greece postcard? Is that next?
I think this is Spain.
Spain postcard. Why?
Spain's postcard.
Yeah, but let's go look at Greece.
Okay, you do that. I'm going to look at Spain. So this is a family venture from the Scott family.
Oh, yes.
A lovely, lovely painting and some Spanish wine. I particularly like that.
Yeah,
one.
I love that
and
one.
And then another one where they made the flag out of food.
Very good.
Très inventive. And they even made the crest. Like they went
did.
Yeah, I've only just noticed that now. And then we've got Universo by Blas Canto. We will play you a clip and then I'm sure we will have
lots to say.
To say about this. Perdóname. You go.
I was just going to say, there's nothing I like more than a glittery suit. And that was my first.
Especially
suit.
When it extends to your
face. It's like he tripped.
And hair.
He tripped on the way in into a vat of glitter. And they were just like, it's fine, go. And
it looks cool.
Yeah.
You look like a space cadet.
Yeah.
Because the song is Universo, which I'm presuming is Spanish for universe.
Yes.
And so I think actually the glitter is meant to be stars, and he's meant to embody a gay version of space.
Yes, and he does. He does.
He does. My favourite thing that he does is at the end of the first chorus, his fold back, I think, is too loud or too quiet. And anyway, he puts his hand round the back to his pack and turns his volume up or down. I don't know.
Who knows?
But as he does it, to try and disguise that, as if we wouldn't notice, he sort of looks right down the camera with a smile and he's like giving sexy, sexy, sex, sex whilst he's changing the volume. It's like, nah, I saw what you're doing. I see what you're doing. But I really appreciated the juxtaposition.
Yeah. I mean, that shows a true performer, I think. You know,
because he's giving us a face of sexy sex sex, but in his head he's going, can't fucking hear.
Yeah, can't fucking hear my voice. I mean, this song is all right. It's nothing. It's just like a classic one that you'd have on in the kitchen while you're cooking, that it's just in the background and then it moves on to something else and you forget about it. But, you know, I would love to see... that's damning. I would love to see... how, because that was obviously a live performance where we see him walk from backstage like he's just won a Blue Peter competition. But I'd love to see how he does this, how this was done in the Eurovision context, not just like winning their competition or just performing it, but with All Out. I mean, I'd like to imagine.
The thing is, I think that he got Kate from Australia last year screwed him because what you would want to do is that be flying through space and she nailed that. So
could we have people on wires dressed as planets and they just swing about like an executive toy? Could they do that? That's what I would pitch for it. And then that would have, if that had happened, I would have, because, okay, this is how I'd do it. If I was Derek and I was staging it, this is how I'd do it.
Yep.
So people dressed as planets, like actually planets, maybe you can see their legs and arms and heads. I don't know. Or maybe
yes, please.
And they just swing about. And then at the end, they come together and basically crash into one another like a big bang. And then they come down, they float gently down and they're beautiful people just actually on the floor with him. And they end in a big contemporary dance routine.
That sounds amazing and scarily detailed for something off the hoof.
Yes, I know.
And highlight that we obviously didn't think very much of the song.
I'm just seeing chiffon and glitter. Yeah. I mean, now I just want to see that and I'm not bothered about the song.
Me too.
And I think that speaks volumes. But it's also given me ideas for our song... staging, you know.
Yes, one day, when we get there, one day.
Yeah. Excellent.
Right on that, we've got the postcard for Iceland. Iceland is our next song.
Iceland.
So there's some real effort here. They literally dressed up like the band.
Yeah.
Got themselves some green jumpers, put their faces on them.
Had a lovely props, time. Man. Yes. Props, costume, the works.
I think playing fake instruments. What more do you need? Is that a police car in the background?
Are they just waiting for them to finish the routine and then are they going to pick them up? You just don't know. You just don't know. They're our biggest fans, aren't they?
They are our biggest fans. Yeah. Fact.
So, hello.
Hi, guys. And then that leads us nicely into Think About Things by... one day we'll learn how to say that, but it is not today. Here is a snippet.
Believe it, I'll always be there, so you can
I mean, this is my jam.
Yeah, yeah. This is exactly, we spoke about this before when we first heard it. This is what we wanted to do. It's just, we didn't.
Yeah, I'm slightly aggrieved that, well, I say we didn't, but also we didn't have the opportunity because the United Kingdom couldn't, there was no public entry system. So, you know, they just went off and found James Newman in his last breath. But I cannot explain to you the similarities between this song and what we were writing for Eurovision.
Yeah.
And so, obviously, I love it.
Yeah.
Lovely disco beat. It is quirky, but yet affectionate.
It's everything I want from a Eurovision song, really.
Yes. You know, it's got a disco beat, which, you know, we love. Mm-hmm. And then there's also this, like, the brass bit where the brass plays, you know, very Moldova from about 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Which I also love. It just has all the elements that I really enjoy in a Eurovision song.
And it works brilliantly live or as the video. Like, the video that they did originally was so funny. Just, like...
Yes.
Performing.
Yeah, and I have to say, I was nervous when I found this live recording. I was a bit like, oh God, I hope it comes off as well as the video, because I would really like this song to do well, and I think it does.
I do.
Which means they definitely could have done it in the real thing.
Yes, they're just wonderful.
Oh, just so clever giving them two microphones so they could do the dance.
Yeah, I know. Derek's thought about everything with this routine. He's thought about everything.
I love all the looks to camera, the breakout dancing, just all of it. Performance, song, just joyous.
Yeah, I can't.
I've nothing more to say, but not because I'm bored, but because I just think it's great.
Yeah.
It gets my juice pour.
And actually, I really like their stuff. Have you listened to any of their other stuff?
I have not. Is it all in the same vein?
Yes. And it's just, so I think they are going back next year. I think they're one of the ones that have confirmed, I think. Good. Unless they suddenly become, like, too big, because they have been very popular. I think they are coming back, and I cannot freaking wait to see what they do. Like, what... Don't change either. Like, don't try and second guess. And I think that's the thing about them. They will do... what they want to do. They won't try and second guess what's going to do well. I think everyone else will, and I think they'll be good for us. There'll be a lot of disco type songs next year.
Yay!
I hope they stay true to what they believe in.
The thing is, though, is that there can be lots of disco songs that maybe a disco song will win next year because we don't have a winner this year.
Yeah.
But they'll be the best ones.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Well, because the other artists, because of course it's all the same artists going back. So, like, can you imagine old Big Mouth Switzerland doing a disco song?
They'd be like, we need you to do something sort of upbeat and funky. Like,
like that? No.
Just put a disco beat underneath it.
No, that sounded like Chewbacca in pain, so no.
I'd like to hear that, though. Love it.
Yeah, so that's Iceland. We'll see what happens, guys.
Yeah.
Next, we've got Germany. I am in love with this juror.
Yeah.
Her postcard. I mean, it's stop frame animation. We talk about, like, the lengths that people went to. This must have taken her forever.
Yeah.
And it, again, like her and like Germany and Germans in general, it's just effortlessly cool.
Yeah.
We'll speak about her jury voting when we get there, but it just was so deliciously on point.
Yes. All the little things that jurors would do. So our jurors, obviously they'd picked up on stuff, but she had, she could be a Eurovision juror. She'd studied the form and did it perfectly.
Yeah. People actually fed back to me that, like, because obviously you will discover as we get there, but some of the jury votes were hilarious but insane. Like, it was amazingly ridiculous. But some of them were just like really on point.
Yeah.
And people said of that one that it was like, for a minute, for like 2 minutes, it was like watching real Eurovision.
Yeah.
Which was a really wonderful compliment to all three of us, I think.
Yes, definitely us.
Right, and the song is Violent Thing by Ben Dolich. I will play you a clip.
Oh, don't tell your mama what you're doing tonight. 24 hours ago, you got that look in your eyes. Don't need your number, cause I know you'll be dead. I can all light in the beat, don't lie, be crystal clear. Cause if I got you with me tonight, feeling like I'm feeling tonight, don't tell your mama, it's such a fine thing.
So there's a little bit of controversy with this one.
Yeah.
So there's two versions of the song. There's like a disco version, which is very upbeat. And then there's this version, which is acoustic.
Yeah.
Now, the music video, it comes across really well. It comes across like a great song. And I found two live versions of the song. It's not an easy sing, but in the like disco live version, his vocal does not do him any favors. So I went with the acoustic version because he sings it in tune.
Yeah.
Some people did feedback that the acoustic version is significantly different to the disco version, and so is it a fair representation of what Germany would have put forward? But we decided that submitting a live performance to Fantasy Eurovision wherever possible was more important. And I also thought that he would prefer that we pick the one where he was in tune.
Yeah.
So that's what happened there.
And I just feel... So last year they did... Was it last year that they did like the German Ed Sheeran? No, last year was the Sisters. That was awful.
Sisters.
The year before they did like the German Ed Sheeran. And this year is like the German Justin Bieber. It's just...
Yeah.
So at least they've moved away from last year. But
yeah, the upbeat version of the song is far catchier.
Yes,
it is far more likable. The acoustic version is a little bit dull, and even though it is a much better vocal, he's hardly Beyonce.
And he should get that put on a t-shirt.
I'm hardly Beyonce.
Hardly Beyonce. I do
He's got this affected quality, like this.
Yeah.
Like it's a bit Stephen Gately-ish.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I do appreciate though that Germany do the same thing as a similar thing to Holland, that they put in stuff that I don't think they're trying to second guess it. I think they are putting in songs that they like. They've just voted for them.
I think unlike the UK, whatever the reason is, but like the Big Five struggle to do well. And maybe that is because of the advantage that they have, that they always get through to the final. Maybe there is some politicism in there, but generally the Big Five don't do well. And the United Kingdom really rail against that whilst not doing anything proactive. How wonderfully British. Whereas I feel like Germany and Spain, like I think Spain get robbed a lot.
Yeah.
Not this year, but generally they put in great songs that do nothing.
Yeah.
And Spain and Germany just sort of seem to be at ease with it. They're just like, meh, whatever.
And I feel the disadvantage, it is slightly political, but I also feel it's because you don't get to hear the song as much. Like,
no,
the other people
true.
In the final, they've heard it before. And so then and a lot of them, as we've said, are freaking earworms. So there'll be stuff that you'll be like, oh, yeah, oh, that's, you know, I think...
Not only have you heard it before, but you've had to make a qualitative decision about it.
Yes.
You've had to decide, am I voting this through to the final?
Yeah.
Am I not? And so actually there will be a crop of songs in the final that are preloaded with your approval.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you're already like, well, that's going to, I can't, understand what would beat that from the other semi-final.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. But yeah, I do think they are sort of unfairly disadvantaged, and they do some great songs. And then some not so good songs.
Yeah, this performance was a bit mediocre.
Yes. Yes. Agreed.
Next postcard, we've got a lovely slow-mo gig. Let's call it a gig. It's a slow-mo gig for Belgium. again, it's very on brand. Could definitely be a postcard. Slow-mo look to the camera.
They've done their research.
Yes, they have. And then the Belgium song is Hooverphonic, Release Me.
Oh, yes.
Stay tuned for your snippet. Release me. Don't say what I already know. Release me. Only trouble steals the show. All those words won't come from me. It's clear we are not meant to be. Yeah, release me from this sad and losing game. Well, we always like Belgium, really.
Yep, big Belgium fans.
They sort of have two modes, which is one is like upbeat and fun, and the other one is a Bond song.
Yes.
And this year they've gone for a Bond song. I like it. It's a good one. It's a good Bond song. Corky. It would be a good Bond song.
Yeah.
Better than the Billie Eilish one. Mm. Yes.
I like it. I like her voice. Obviously, this is a video that we've got as opposed to a live performance, but I think the style of the song she could do, I can imagine lots of pyrotechnics. and a huge gown.
Oh, definitely. And maybe her like up on a pedestal and the gown coming down to the ground.
Yeah. Maybe lit up.
Yeah. I really like it, actually. As this sort of song goes, as you know, like the Bond song-esque Eurovision entry goes, it's a cracker.
Yeah.
If it's a bit like the Dutch one. If they've just done what they do, they've done it really well. And so if that's what the style that captures the public's imagination that year, it would win.
Yeah.
I don't think it is a Bondy type of year, but if it was, this would definitely win.
It would do bloody well. When was the last time that Belgium won? Have they ever won?
I bloody hope so. I love Belgium. Let's do a little Google. I know that Hooverphonic are back next year, so I wonder.
Yes.
And of course, we'll have had a Bond movie out.
Well, yeah.
Maybe. Oh, no, cinemas are reopening, aren't
yep.
they?
Yep.
So, yeah, maybe they'll do better next year. They've won it once in 1986.
Oh, classic. Yeah.
Sandra Kim with Jim Levy, which I think is Belgium for I Like the Life.
And I hope that they did like the life. I mean, I hope that I hope that they're still liking the life. Who knows?
Absolutely.
Just don't know in this day and age.
Our next postcard is San Marino. We have a hybrid.
Oh, yes.
Jen, who was our host, had some technical difficulties. So she gave us the end and I did the flag. Which I want to point out, Jen said wasn't possible because of the detailed crest. So all I'm going to do is say, go and watch, because I made it possible.
It's very, very good. That's your best flag work. Thank you very much.
I mean, there's some effort in there. I went out into the bushes to get the leaves.
And then another sexy kiss to camera. Like,
oh, did I do a kiss? Oh, yeah. I thought I just cut to Jen.
No, you did a kiss. Oh, you did a kiss. And then
coins just, for the crown.
Then she's just winking. So this is for San Marino and it's Freaky by Senet. So let's play you a little snippet. Put on a show, cuckoo completely. Some people think I'm all this freaky, freaky, freaky. They say we crave and must be faking. Back to when I will like it, freaky, freaky, freaky. Drinks on rooftops and kissing the dark. I am a huge fan of this song.
Yes. Well, it's disco, so I think we've made it very clear how we feel about disco.
Yeah. And I just love, and what I like is also the video was filmed in lockdown. They've got other people involved in it. Yeah. They've done a sort of some effects, like some, it's basically filmed on TikTok, I feel.
Yeah.
They've done all the effects from there, but it's just a, I just really like it. I just like.
It's great. It's well performed. It's a good song. It's got a fun disco beat. I just really like it. I like. Yeah. I know I said that my douzepoix goes to Iceland, but I think my dipoix goes to Saint-Marin.
And she is back next year. She's definitely back.
So good.
I can't wait to see what she's doing. Interestingly enough, so one of the jurors that I recruited, who's young, they're very young, like early 20s, didn't like this and couldn't believe that it had got into the final. Which I didn't understand. I can't remember who they... I'd have a look and see who they voted for to get into the final. But I love it. I think it's...
Yeah. I think, I wonder if a bit like North Macedonia, it's of a time. And so, like, people who weren't listening to Liberty X will probably completely glaze over North Macedonia. Whereas... You know, for us, it's got that nostalgia factor, and we're like, oh, I remember dancing to music like this. And this has that quality as well. So, again, I think, you know, you need to know it to feel it.
Yeah. Yeah, that should go on a T-shirt as well. Let's get those made up. Because, it's true. I just love it. It just gets something, just makes me happy. Just freaky, freaky, freaky.
Freaky.
I can't explain why. It just does.
Yeah.
Big fan. I wonder what they'll do next year. This is so... We're in a really wonderful position that has never happened before, obviously. And admittedly, I'd prefer to have this without, theatres going out of business and a global pandemic. But this is going to be one of the first times that we can see what they did, and it's almost like giving them a second chance. Like, how would you do it again differently? And we get to see that, and that's exciting.
It's very exciting.
I am, you know, putting a positive spin on a horrible situation, but I can't wait.
We're gonna have so much to talk about next series. Like, we can literally profile each song, and we'll be like, look at what they did last year, this is what they're bringing to the table this year.
Yeah,
now go make a postcard.
We're going to be busy.
Now, talking about postcards, next we've got Israel. These guys, oh my God, basically made a music video.
It is a music video.
And, you know, beforehand, JJ, who is the lovely gentleman in the video, was sort of messaging me going, what does it need to be? What kind of thing do you think? Or does it need to have sound? And I was just like, oh, bless, they haven't got time or... can't be bothered. You know, it'll be what it is, it's fine. Oh my God, I had no comprehension of how amazing their video would be.
It's phenomenal.
I'm just watching it now in awe. Like, with the slow-mo with the ribbons. It's so perfect.
Will you let me be their friend? Can I be their friend?
You should definitely follow them on Instagram. And Rachel, who is sober, does New Age Sherry O'Clock quite often, where they will try a non-alcoholic cocktail or wine or beer or something. Always very entertaining. So I would thoroughly recommend following them on the gram, Rachel and JJ.
Oh, I'm going to.
Rachel Henley. Right. Well, anyway, enough of that.
So I was just writing the song. I went quiet because I was writing that down.
Oh, wait.
Write that down. Yeah. So Israel was another one that we couldn't use the footage for. So do go and watch that on the playlist, but you can listen to it on the final. And it is Faker Libi by Eden Alen. I hope I said that right.
I'm sure
so
you did.
We shall... play you a little snippet now.
I'm not ashamed to love you tonight. I'm going.
was very party.
It was a really fun party tune.
Yeah, it was just so much fun to watch the actual video, not to watch the frozen screen on ours, but it's a lot of fun. I like the song. There's a lot of different influences in there, and my one bugbear is not being able to do a jacket up properly. But that's because I'm old and I worry about things like that.
But actually, they're all right. Like the boys are at max. Yeah. That are done up, but only at the top. And so actually, just bare chest everywhere. Like if it's raining, you need to cover up.
You're gonna catch a chill.
Right. Yeah, I think you make an interesting point about the different musical influences. What it does is it really there's a very sort of want to be homophobic, but like a gay beat in there, like it's very popular in the LGBT community, and thus it's quite a Eurovision beat, which on its own might be quite cliche, but actually there's bits of reggae in there, there's bits of drum and bass. It's a really well put together song, really good fun pop song.
Yes, I don't think it would ruffle any feathers, but it's a lovely song.
Yeah, I don't know that you listen to it and you think, oh, that's my winner, but you enjoy it.
Yes, it's not offensive. As in to the ears. It's not offensive to the ears. It might be offensive to some people, but not to my ears. Lovely. Who do we have next?
Next, we have one of the most epic postcards in the history of Eurovision postcard. It is France. I don't know how you would make it more French unless you refuse to do it.
Yeah.
Because you're on strike. It just is. Just go and watch it. It's epic.
Yeah.
Epic.
Oh, it's wonderful.
And joyful. Yeah. And camp. It's definitely the campest postcard we have.
And then obviously the French entry is my future husband. So let's take a moment to just watch that video.
Control yourself.
So basically, I know deep down in my heart, I know that this song is a bit bland, and I know that it's not groundbreaking in any way, shape or form, but it's totally pitched at me. It's totally pitched at the market that is me, because it's a good looking French man singing in French and English. Which, you know me, I'm a sucker for French pop.
Oh, yeah.
And he's on a beautifully lit Eiffel Tower, and he's looking down the lens of a camera saying, you are the best in me.
Yeah, and you're thinking, I want you to be the best in me. Get over it.
Best in me, yeah. And it's just...
Pop on.
It's almost too much, and yet not enough. So, yeah, he would get my 12 points for reasons that are nothing to do with the spirit of the competition and everything to do with him. I even, just to see if he was as good looking as a woman as he is as a man, put his headshot in FaceApp. And he's a beautiful woman as well.
Oh, I bet he is.
So, I've really got nothing to add.
No. I mean, basically, it's not subtle what the French are doing here. They literally from a shot of him, like, sexing you with his eyes down the camera, and then they cut to a wide shot of what can only be described as the most famous phallic... look at him with his eyes and his smoulder. And then just in case you hadn't caught on to what he's telling you with his eyes, they zoom out, and it's just like, metal penis!
metal penis, good looking man on metal penis. I can't, it's a lot to take in, but I would take it in.
He would be the best in you.
Yeah, I just, honestly, I'm a bit of a fluster. It's just, I hope he's back next year. And I hope he does something just as obvious.
Yeah, but maybe slightly more interesting.
Yeah, and maybe use the Louvre. I don't know. You know, the pyramid, the glass pyramid there. Maybe he could slide down that topless. I don't know. I think we should move on.
Let's.
Because it's getting out of hand, this end. Ooh, okay.
Right, next we have a postcard from Finland. Which is a wonderful creation of the flag from washing. And yes.
She is Finnish.
Mira is Finnish. And yep. I think that contributed to, when we get there, we'll go into it in more detail, but she was a wonderful juror.
Yes.
Again, a bit like Leone, like just so yep. on point. Delicious. And also, like, a bit niche. Like, it was very much like a juror from 1996.
Yes.
Which, of course, we love. Yeah. Well done, Mira. I have less exciting things to say about Looking Back by Eskil Karanta, but yeah. We'll play you a bit first. Chasing the high life, stuck in the low.
It's just so, do you know what it feels like? It feels like, you know, when people do like a dance track and then they do a slowed down version of it. So when somebody did a version of Heaven by Bryan Adams, but they did it as like a sort of Ibiza type track. And then they did another version of that where they slowed it down again. So it was like the original Bryan Adams, but it was just a bit shit. That's what this is. It's basically, they've taken the dance beat off it. And it's just...
dull.
Yeah.
Oh, it's dull, and I don't understand why it's in the final. And there's, like, all these, like, holograms of, like, parents and children and people in love. I can't remember the country they did, but there was a song...
Lithuania. Lithuania on the bridge, where she was like...
Yeah. Ah. Oh, it's my boyfriend. Now I'm going to cry. Bullshit.
God,
such bastards.
Look, we don't like this shit. Don't give us like.
Don't play us for fools.
Oh God, you know what they're gonna? What I've just realised is a lot of the songs actually next year are gonna be all about fucking isolation, aren't they? Or showing pictures of the medical workers. Like, kudos, they deserve praise, but I. I don't want to...
Yeah, but is a Eurovision Song Contest entry the most dignified praise?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe just do a nice song and we can all have a nice evening, eh?
Oh, God.
Right, so as happens in the real Eurovision final, as time drags on, we start to get cantankerous.
Yeah.
And it's happening, people.
We're here now. We are here. Oh, God. Yeah, I don't... Look, he had a good Tash game, but that's about it.
Weird outfit, stupid holograms, dull song.
Yeah.
What more do you need?
I need Tom Leib back. That's what I need. Good God. Okay.
Right, let's move on swiftly before we get too cantankerous and talk about the postcard from Greece. Hello.
Here we are. We're here now.
I mean,
that's actually my agent.
You're in good hands because this is gold. They have made costumes out of sheets.
Yeah,
they have wonderful Santorini backgrounds from TikTok.
You should You should go and check out...
It does look a bit like Kevin.
You should go and check out... So Kate Williamson is my agent, and she lives with Dave Hutchinson. And they just go and check their Instagram or follow them on TikTok, because they just do... That's what they've been doing. During lockdown, it's just a lot of TikTok. But yeah, it's fabulous. That's all I've got to say. That was exactly the spirit of what we wanted from a postcard.
Yes.
So let's
the song
move on to...
is Supergirl by Stefania. And she did a wonderful isolated live performance, of which we will play you a clip now.
No. No, nothing can stop me. I do actually really like that song. I really like the upbeat version that was the original video, because it had a little dance routine in the middle of it, which I'm all for. And I think it comes across wonderfully as this live sort of acoustic version as well.
Yeah.
And I think it's a damn shame we can't see what she would have done in a final performance.
I really like this. I think it's a strong song. It's a good song. It's got a lovely message.
Yeah.
About I mean, actually, it's quite political, about lots of things, but female empowerment is, you know, the main message. And she just does a wonderful job.
Yeah.
She's got a cracking voice.
Oh, hasn't she? Oh. Yeah, she's...
Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes, like, political songs, like when we get on our high horses about Italy, and now we're saying, oh, this is a wonderful political song, and you're like, well, guys, make your mind up. But I think it's about authenticity.
Yeah.
Sometimes songs are political because, you know, we're going to say a message. And sometimes, like, this is just obviously how she feels as a young woman in this industry, and she's putting it out. And so it's authentic.
Yes, it is all about authenticity. That is exactly what it is. Because I do feel like with the Italy ones, a lot of the time they're doing them for the sake of doing a message video. Whereas this is like, she's written that song about it. She is also going to be there next year. She has confirmed that she's there next year. So that is good.
Because I am a fan.
I am a big fan. Yeah, well done. I would buy that record.
Yeah. Nice. Maybe I will.
Maybe I will. Maybe.
I mean, I don't. I've got Spotify. I don't buy records anymore.
Yeah. Maybe with some weights.
I did think it in my head. I know. That we discussed it.
Who have we got next? Poland.
We've got a delightfully joyous postcard from Poland.
Yes.
Rachel and Stevie doing us a lovely dance and then creating a flag out of their clothes.
I thought you were going to say something else then. yes, lovely.
Right.
Oh, I can't.
Now, let's just play you the clip so we can start talking about Empires by Alicia Shemplinska.
There's so much to unpack in this video. First of all, it's like a karaoke video. It's got like the words, lyrics behind. And then it's just there, the people in the audience, like, what are they? It's a really emotional thing. Are they, is it because they're talking about empires falling? Is this about Hitler?
there's people crying, and then one of the judges, when it pans to her, I think I've worked out what happens to her. So she's like laughing, having a lovely time, enjoying this really quite mediocre song. And then she notices on the monitor to her left that she's on camera. So then she's like, oh, no, I need judge face. I think that's what's going on. She needs to look somber. Yeah.
I just want to know how, and then just the last note. You know, well done for committing to that. Well done. But, you know, you either need to, it's a bit like Adele Dazeem. It's a bit like Idina Menzel at the, was it at the New Year thing?
I mean, pretty much every time she sings live now.
Yeah.
You know.
When she was singing, but she sang a note and it was just out of tune. It's like, just stop it. Stop singing. Shorten the note.
Yeah.
Because if you're like, oh, I haven't got this, just stop singing.
Yeah.
And pretend, like, style it out that you meant to just stop the note like that.
Also, let me introduce you to my friend, Mr. Mix.
Yes. Yes. Hello. Hello, Mr. Mix. I just, you know, I do admire people who, like, I'm singing the wrong note, but I can't stop now, and I've got nothing else in me.
So, I've left it all on the stage.
Yeah.
Also, because I love a costume drama, I mean, I do, Downton.
yes.
But also in Eurovision. The Crown. It turns out that it's a skin colour top. I mean, the first time I watched it, I only really tuned in at the end when she was out of tune because I spent most of the song going, is she naked under that jacket?
Yeah.
Am I just looking at her chest? What's going on? She's got her top underneath her jacket is the exact same colour as her skin and it is mind-boggling. And that is the only explanation I can think as to how she got through to the final.
Just, they just thought she was topless.
It was not good, people. It was not good. Right, next we have an amazing postcard from Austria.
Oh my God.
So Seb, to make his flag, baked an Austria flag cake. So his video is basically a sped up making of the cake, and then you get, just watch it. It's exceptional stuff. Like, when, because I don't know people, like, when we keep saying, you know, oh, people made so much effort. It's so hilarious. People made so much effort. Like, he made a cake. Like.
Yeah. He made a whole cake, and I want cake now.
I really want that cake.
Every time I watch it, I want some red velvet cake. Mm. Right, shall we watch Vincent Bueno?
Yes, whilst he's still alive.
Nice. You make me feel alive.
Up, prepare for fire shots. Only you can make me feel alive again. Alive again.
I like that. I like it.
Yeah, me too. It's good. It's very Bruno Mars. He's very Bruno Mars. So I don't know, maybe not like super original, but it's good. It's like, it's a really catchy song. I grew to really like it. This live version, before I found this, we were circulating a non-live version. I think the live version is superior.
Yeah.
It really shows off the dexterity of his vocals.
Yeah.
It just strips away all the crap.
Because the video one is it's a lot more... I sound really old when I'm saying this stuff, and that's why I keep stopping to try and find other words. But it's really upbeat. Is the video one, and so it's a completely different sort of style of song, or it feels like a different style of song, but this really shows his voice off, because the other one feels, the video felt very produced for his vocals, whereas this is raw, and I like it.
You get to experience his talent, like, without filter, and that's impressive. He's impressive.
And he is going back next year. Thank you. He has
good, another one that I like.
Pop him, pop him, pop him in the pot. Poopsie, 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 poopsie. God, have you not even been drinking?
Oh.
Right. Oh, that's my doorbell now.
Oh, tit for tat.
Bear with.
I'll wait.
Hang on, let me just stop this. Well, that wasn't as exciting as I hoped.
Oh, no?
No, it was a delivery for my husband, but not for me.
Oh, well, he doesn't matter. Yeah.
I know, right?
He's on the way out. Where's my stuff?
Shipping
him out, shipping in Tom.
Exactly. Unbelievable. Mm. I was hoping it was... You know when the doorbell goes now, you're like, what is it? What's happening? What's going on? And it's just, it's just a delivery.
Just Amazon.
And also, we've not been out today at all, so the door was locked, so I couldn't even open the door. whenever we have any deliveries, we just leave them in the hall for a bit. I don't know why, maybe that will stop the corona. I had to sort of leap over a Tesco delivery and then go, I haven't unlocked the door. And it's all very traumatic. I'm all a dither. Anyway, where were we? Were we going to talk
We were
about...
just saying that we like Bruno Mars and he's back next year. I think we were wrapping up, really. With him.
Yes. Yeah, we were wrapping up with him. We've still got one more song to go.
We do.
Can I just say, I have to apologise to my husband because he just came in to look at the plants and I just told him to fuck off. I'm sorry.
Oh.
He just came to look at the plants and I was like going, I'm recording, fuck off. I don't mean it. Love you. Anyway, sorry. You can tell it's the end of this. We've gone delirious. So this is the Swedish...
Postcard.
Yes, that's the word.
It's a lovely Arcadian...
yes.
Rusticness. Elderflower crown.
Yep.
I'm just describing beautiful. It. Yeah, it's very peaceful.
Yeah, they love nature. But this is interesting about the thing that I learned when we were doing this is the Swedish national anthem. So a lot of other national anthems are all like, we are powerful, we are the best. Whereas the Swedish national anthem's words are all about nature and Mother Nature and being at one with nature. It's a completely different... And I think that just sums up the Swedes as well. I think they are... Very much like that, at one with nature. But yeah, interesting little fact there. So shall we pop you guys on the old holdy?
Yeah.
You can go and watch the video. We'll play you a little snippet now while we go and watch it.
So let's start by saying that the Mamas were Sweden's backing singers last year.
Yes.
And in true transition from backing singer to main singer tradition started by Suri, they're all in capes.
Yes. It's a must. In a cape, tick. Yeah.
I mean, I
love Sweden. I'm very biased to anything Sweden do, but it's always good.
They're very good at this.
I think that's why.
They are good at Eurovision. They are the new Ireland. They just know what we want and they give it to us. And this is fun. This is a good song. It's amazingly well sung. It's cool and catchy and unpretentious. How can you not love it?
But also, they do spend weeks getting to this. So by the time they've got to Eurovision... They've been through however many rounds of this competition to get there, to get into the final, to win the competition. So people know the song, people like the song. Also, they'll know which are the damp squibs, you know, which are the ones that that just aren't appealing to the zeitgeist or whatever at the time. And I think that will, that will help hone anyone who's entering their Melodi Festivalen. Yes, got it right.
Hey. Anyone
who's doing
they put in the groundwork. They don't just go, oh, actually, we're not going to bother with the competition. We're just going to pick something out of thin air.
Yeah.
They put the work in. And they involve the nation. And so then there's a greater feeling about Eurovision rather than, you know, just tuning in once a year to laugh at plastic beards.
Which is fun, don't get me wrong.
But erroneous because it was an amazing song.
Exactly. I just, Sweden always do good by me. And I don't know whether they are, I wonder if they are, or whether they'll just do it all again. That's the thing. You know, are they going to get new people in? That's what I
want to
know.
Oh, yeah, because they don't want to abandon that whole process that they do.
Yeah, because that's a lot of, it's a lot of TV.
Mm.
And they've run out of TV. If they're although they didn't lock down, did they?
No, they don't believe in it.
They haven't. I don't think they've said yet. I don't know whether any of the big ones, any of the Super Six, have said whether they're coming back.
No,
I don't know.
We'll do some actual research, and we can speak with authority in part three.
I think that would be a good idea, rather than working on the fly, which isn't. It's not good because there's a lot of empty space or me going, which doesn't work. So, you know, we'll do some research, hopefully have some more. I know 18 have confirmed so far, but that's 18 of 41.
Yeah, that's a lot to come.
Yeah, there's a lot that haven't.
Yeah.
Obviously, we know that Norway aren't. But yeah, I think a lot of places that do their own competition
We'll
want to keep it. And that's what Norway are doing. So Norway have said you can get a straight through to the final, but you still have to compete because they don't want to take away that. It would be like saying, oh, we're just going to say that last year's winner of Britain's Got Talent is this year's winner because we couldn't show the final. They're not going to want to do it. They're going to want to show it. So it's upsetting. And I think that's what she said from Norway. She said, you know, I think she'd been in the final or been in the competition to get, so never been at Eurovision, but she'd been in the final like three times.
Oh man.
And then she'd got selected this year, and then obviously this happened, and now it's like, well, she said it's not fair for me to go back in and do that again. This was my year and it hasn't happened, and that's sad, but also well done her.
Yeah, sticking by your guns.
So, you know. Yeah. Exactly. That's it. That's the 26 songs.
That's them. That's our thoughts. We will do a part three where we will go into the voting, which unbelievably is the lion's share of the show. So on the time clock, we've got up to 1 hour 41. So we still have 2 hours and 10 minutes worth of footage. But I imagine we will have lovely things to say about our jurors, but we will have less to say. It won't take very long. But we will have 41 to do.
Ah. But, I mean, you know, it took us 2 days to do the filming of it, but we won't take 2 days to talk about it. Or even if we do, I'll edit it down to a nice, concise hour.
Lovely.
yes. Oh, well, there we go.
There we go, indeed.
Go and get an ice cream. Might go and get an ice cream now.
Yeah, the weather's so nice. Why not?
Yeah.
I need another week.
Well, it's a perfect time. All right, then.
All right, gang. Well, we'll see you for part three.
See you then.
Au revoir.
Bye.